أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. هدى للمتقين. This is the quality of the Quran Sharif which Allah Ta'ala has explained that this kitab, dhalikal kitab, this kitab, and this is further proof that that is the kitab that has got no doubt in it, because it is the kitab of hidayat for the people who have got taqwa, the people who fear Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala. So this is also further proof that this kitab is absolutely no doubt in it, and it is a kitab that is guiding the people, then guiding them towards Allah Ta'ala, towards righteousness in this dunya, how to live a correct and a righteous life, and in the akhirat how to reach Jannah, and in fact, as will be explained, to reach Jannah without any problems, no azab in the qabr at the time of maut, no Jahannam, and to go directly to Jannah. This is a great ni'mat. This is that kitab. It is this kitab, hudan. It gives that hidayat. It shows that direction that a person can reach Jannah without any problem, and in fact in this world that he reaches Allah Ta'ala. And a person who has reached Allah, who has found Allah, has found more than Jannah already in this dunya. This is that kitab which Allah Ta'ala has given us. So this hudan, this hidayat, is a noor from Allah Ta'ala. And this noor comes into the heart of a person. And then a person is guided towards righteousness. Allah Ta'ala guides that person. And there are many, many people who don't know the meaning of the Quran Sharif. In fact, the majority of the Muslims don't know the meaning. But when that noor comes into the heart, then that noor guides a person towards Allah Ta'ala. It is like, for example, a pilot lands his plane manually himself, he lands his plane. Or he puts it on auto and then automatically the plane lands with the radar system. It gets drawn towards the runway and it lands on its own. So when this noor comes into a person is guided naturally by that noor. So this is that hidayah. And the kitab itself, the whole Quran Sharif, is also that hidayah, that a person sees what is right, what is wrong, he understands it and he follows it. And fortunate is that person who is blessed with both these things, and in fact both come to a person when he has got that taqwa, so he has got that fear of Allah. That noor comes in his heart, he understands the Quran Sharif, he reads it, he understands it, and logically it makes full sense to him, he has no doubt in it, and then he is guided. So this is that noor which Allah Ta'ala grants a person, this is that kitab that Allah has guided. Lil muttaqeen, and it is for those people who have taqwa. Taqwa literally means to guard oneself, to protect oneself. And every person, in fact every animal also guards itself, protects itself. If somebody wants to throw a stone at an animal, a dog, or take a stick and hit it, it protects itself. When we are walking, we also guard ourselves. I must not fall. The place is slippery here. There's a step here. So we are guarding ourselves. When a person is driving, he's guarding himself tremendously, because that he must not bump another car, he must not bump the curb, nobody must bump him. So this guarding oneself, that is the taqwa. Indeed, it means we guard ourselves of all those things which displease Allah Ta'ala. All those things which will take us to Jahannam, we guard ourselves, we protect ourselves from that. That is what is called taqwa. So every person has to, we must guard ourselves, and we have that consciousness. I must not commit this guna, I must not commit that guna. This is that taqwa. And this taqwa, ulama have explained, are of three levels. The first is that a person stays away from kufr, shirk, all disbelief. That he, anything that is associated with kufr and shirk, and especially now this month of Safar, which is associated with things like bad luck, etc. all the superstitious beliefs people have got, that a person protects himself from all that, that this month is a month full of bad luck. There is absolutely nothing like that. There is no bad luck associated with this month whatsoever. These are wrong beliefs from the pagan days, the days before Islam. And unfortunately still many people have got the month of Safar is an unlucky month. You mustn't get married in this month. You mustn't go on a Safar on this month, etc. So all that wrong beliefs, shirk, kufr, nifaq, all these things must be out of a person. And the correct beliefs, tawheed, oneness of Allah, tawakkul on Allah, that is the first level where a person becomes a muttaqi. Then the second level is where he stays away from all haram things. Whatever is haram, whether it is outward haram things or inward in the heart, like jealousy, hatred, all these wrong things, ghibat, backbiting, everything he stays away from. And he does all the fulfills the commands of Allah. Namazas, roza, zakat, hajj, all he speaks the truth, good akhlaq, character. That is the second level. And the third level, which is actually the demand here, and which is wanted here, is that a person is not unmindful of Allah. All the time he keeps in his mind the presence of Allah. And accordingly then, he lives his life also. His the quality of all his good deeds also improve millionfold. Everything becomes better because he's making his namaz and he realizes, I'm speaking to Allah. Allah is in front of me. Whatever he is doing all the time, where he's doing his business also, Allah is watching me. I must do my business also correctly. I must not do anything wrong in my business also. He's a worker for somebody, Allah is watching me. I mustn't do anything wrong in my work. And I mustn't steal time also. I must not steal anything else also. Being busy on the cell phone in the boss's time, that also he doesn't do. And this applies to everyone. A person who is teaching also, that time of his for what his students is also amanat. At that time to go on the cell phone and waste time there. So he's got the consciousness of Allah Ta'ala. And that is the highest level, and that is what is required here. And this is that kitab which is hidayat for that taqwa. If we follow this kitab, that noor will come in our hearts also, and we will reach this highest level. And for such people, may Allah, out of His mercy and kindness, make us all amongst them. They get that highest level of Jannat also. And then forever and ever, they will have all that pleasure and enjoyment. And if we fall short, it will be to our own detriment. However, Allah has been so kind that He has kept open the doors of Tawbah and Istighfar. And the sooner a person makes Tawbah, Istighfar, and tries and come on this, the better for him, and he will achieve all this great ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala. May Allah bless us to this righteousness, and let this kitab be without any doubt. There is no doubt in the kitab. We must have no doubt that this is the kitab that is going to guide us to that. And by the barakat of that, Allah will pull that noor of hidayat in the heart also. And then a person will just see that he's just being pulled towards Allah Ta'ala. His heart is just inclined towards lean and righteous deeds. May Allah bless us with all that. Wa akhiru.